You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I'm here with you today. God bless you, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today, and I mean that. Wherever you are, tuned in here today, I thank you for keeping this program tuned in here today. You're going to hear a word from God today, and that's what we do here. I know the secret, and I share it with you. God is always broadcasting, hence the name of this program, WGOD. We let God do the talking here. He's going to talk to you today, and He's going to have a word for you today out of His holy word. 1 Corinthians is the book. Chapter 4 is where we're coming out of, and we're starting looking at, you know, if I've heard it once, I've heard it 25 times from people. I see it on TV. Well, I don't believe in God because there's slavery in the Bible. Well, yeah, there's slavery in the Bible, but even worse than that, friend, is that you are a slave. You are a slave of something, and that's where we're picking up. I think that's where we left off yesterday, too. You're a slave of something. Paul said, I encourage you, read Romans chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, that you're either a slave of sin or you're a slave of righteousness. Now, our sermon here, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul, the New King James, or the King James calls him a minister, New King James servant, but the Greek word there means an under oarsman. And I think of like the movie Ben-Hur, of all the slaves. That's right, slaves. And Paul called himself that after he was a believer. Matter of fact, all the New Testament writers considered themselves slaves. Here's part two of this message now. By your words, you'll be justified.
It owns you. You're a slave of it. You're chained to it. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. There's only one escape for you. And that is, go see the one that has the power to break the chains from off of you. His name is Jesus, and that's what He wants to do. And in gratitude for that, you will willingly enslave yourself and become a slave of righteousness. Get your mind around that this morning. A slave of righteousness. You're chained to it. Day in and day out, all you can do is good. Who wants to be chained to good today? If you don't have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, you're chained to sin. Sin owns you. And James says, sin, when it's finished with you, bringeth forth death. But when Jesus sets you free from that, you are now chained to righteousness. You're a slave of it. Reminds me of what King David said one day. He said, isn't there anyone left in the house of Saul that I can show kindness to? That's being a slave of righteousness. Who can I do good to today? Far be it from the cry of the people you see on television terrorizing the countryside. then that pray tell would tell me that they're not Christian. Boom, ba da boom, ba da boom. Correct. There's a good yoke fellow to be chained to. Again, sure beats the alternative, a slave of sin. Again, now back to verse 2. Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. All right, starts with this simple axiom. It is required of stewards that one should be found faithful. We had that written on our blackboard, didn't we, for 2 years in here. During a lot of trouble we were going through here. We had it on the blackboard. After Jim Johnson came in here and preached 1 week and said, wait on the Lord. Though things aren't where you wish that they were, be faithful and wait on God. And the time is coming where God is going to bless Island Community Church. And he's going to do a great work if you remain faithful to him. And it's required of stewards, whether or not you're the president of Island Community Church or whether or not you're the steward at the local racetrack. Because they're called stewards too. It's required of a steward that one be found faithful. Also, you think of shop steward, right? I'm a steward at the radio station I run. I could steal millions of dollars from the owners. If I was unfaithful, I have to give an accounting. I'm the steward of what comes in, and I'm the steward of what goes out. I'm the steward of what you hear on the radio. I'm going to be held accountable for what you hear on the radio. That's a steward. Verse 3, he says, but with me it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. And that's because Paul's not worried about what people say about him anymore. Remember, a few weeks back we saw the spiritual man is rightly judged by no one. Remember? For who can understand him? Now let's find a modern example of this. As the pastor, I make the decision here to keep the doors open during the middle of a pandemic. As a result, I've had plenty of people and family members, mostly liberals, however, pass judgment on me and tell me I am causing you great harm by keeping these church doors open. Then, in turn, a human court could make the decision, especially in another state, to put me in jail. I was just saying to Sue this morning, if I pastored up in Maine, I wouldn't last a month. They would throw me out so fast you wouldn't know what happened. Or they'd sue me or some other penalty for keeping the church doors open. And this is exactly what he's talking about. People don't understand God or the people of God while they're working for God. Don't expect people to understand you because they can't understand you. Matter of fact, let me go out on a limb and say, when people, outsiders, do understand you, I'd have to question what you're doing and who you're serving. If this outside world understands you, who are you serving? Who are you serving? Really? Do your liberal friends truly understand why you don't wear a mask at church? Mine don't. Mine wanted to hurt me. Did you know in California it's against the law to sing now in church? I am not joking. You cannot sing in church in the state of California. Question, did I harm any of you keeping Island Community Church open during the COVID pandemic? How about you, Dwayne? Have you been harmed? Anybody else? Any other volunteers? See, Dwayne I picked out because Dwayne's been healed of cancer since coming here, since the COVID. So far we're plus one. Or plus two. Or maybe three. I don't even know. See, the thing is, you don't know. We could be plus 87 in this church, and you don't know it. That's why I say, trust in God and not in men. That's not an excuse to be ignorant. That's a reminder of what you already know. Build your stones here, your stones of remembrance. Trust God with your life and do what he says. He might lead you to stay home. That's okay. I'm not saying that. I'm saying trust in God. Has God been good to you the last 6 months? God's been good to this church the last 6 months. And to the people sitting here in these seats. I wish Bill and Ann were here to answer that question too. Listen to me. This entire church has learned how to trust God in the face of adversity. Firsthand. Regardless of what men say, regardless of what the government might say, regardless of what your unbelieving family members might say. Like I said 2 weeks ago, that this was the greatest decision as pastor I have ever made with the help of my associate here, and that is to subject all of you to trusting in God for the very breath in your lungs. Now let's move on here to verse 4. You know, most churches in most states are still closed, by the way. And the world understands them. Be safe, they say. But I say, trust God and be smart. Your saying is be safe. My saying is trust God. That's not an excuse to not be safe, but trust God above everything else. Because God keeps me safe, not you, not myself. God keeps me safe. All the masks in the world can't keep you safe. All the governors in the country can't keep you safe. All the politicians in the country can't keep you safe. Be safe, they say, and I will, because God keeps me safe, not the government. Not a mask made in China. Trust him today in this dry run to see what you are made of. And you'll trust him tomorrow. You hear that? Trust God today when there's no knife at your throat. Trust him today and you'll trust him tomorrow. Trust him today and you'll trust him tomorrow. Watch God come through in your life and keep you and your family healthy and strong. And then you won't fear the next time this comes around. Believe me, this works. Don't trust him today. Then here, Pastor Paul, let me tell you something. If you do not trust him today, then you will by no means trust him tomorrow. If you don't trust God today, you're not going to trust him tomorrow. Because tomorrow they could burst through your door with a knife and say, are there any Christians? You'd say, oh, that can't happen. Well, it's happening everywhere else in the world, isn't it? Come, let us magnify the Lord together. Psalm 34, let's make God bigger than our problems. Trust in him today. To see you through all the turmoil out here. It's all Satan's designed, all of this, to turn you away from God.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All